This is today's Midwest Digest with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Today's Midwest Digest is being brought to you by the Climate Corporation. Steve Alexander has today's report coming up.
Learn how third-generation farmer John Oler King uses Climate Field View to help build the legacy he hopes to leave behind.
Both my father and my grandfather pushed me to get my education. I remember riding with them in the combine one day saying, you know, get your education. That's one thing they can't take away from you. When the farm was transitioned over to me, it was like, holy cow, there's a lot of pressure on me to make this thing succeed, and still is. Being able to collect that data and have it all in one place and then being able to sit there and analyze it on my own has saved me time and money. With FieldView, we've learned so much more about what we're doing out there and what we can be doing and use those to make decisions. My grandfather and my father both said, you know, whatever you get, leave it better than how you found it. It's exciting at the same time that now that we have some of those tools to figure out how to improve that.
To hear more of John's story, visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
Now here's Steve.
Max is at the National Agri Marketing Association meeting in Kansas City, where it got up to 74 degrees yesterday. Be back at his microphone tomorrow after wrapping things up in Kansas City at the National Agri Marketing Association convention. The Midwest enjoying some very warm weather. Then Friday through Sunday, a major snowstorm possible for the plains and upper Midwest. Possibility of a foot of snow in northwestern Wisconsin. Meanwhile, the National Weather Service is warning of potentially unhealthy air again today over portions of southeast Nebraska. That's because of smoke moving up from Kansas and Oklahoma, where the tall grass prairies are being burned. The burning is good for the grass, not good for humans, though. And every year, complaints from the people to the north have grown louder. Lincoln's mayor and others have called on Kansas ranchers to spread the burns throughout the year rather than concentrating them in the springtime. When Congressman Paul Ryan was 16, his dad died of a heart attack. That was one of the things weighing on Ryan as he made the decision to retire from Congress. Ryan said he'll serve the rest of his term, which ends in January, and then go back to Janesville, Wisconsin, and spend time with his family. He says if he stayed for another term, his three teenage children would only know him as a weekend dad, and he doesn't want that to happen. In Kansas City, when 80-year-old David Jungerman was ordered to pay nearly $6 million after losing a lawsuit, he apparently didn't take it well. Jungerman is accused of murdering the attorney who beat him in court. Attorney Tom Pickert was found dead on the front porch of his home last October just after walking his children to school. He had represented a homeless man in a lawsuit against Jungerman, who owns a baby furniture business. Jungerman said the man was stealing copper and that he had acted in self-defense when he shot him. He wasn't charged with the shooting, but the man later sued, and the jury sided with the homeless man. 90-year-old Ralph Taylor graduated from high school yesterday. In Greenville, Michigan, Mr. Taylor should have gotten his diploma in 1945, but he was called to serve in World War II only 2 days before his commencement ceremony. Taylor went on to have a good life. He had 4 children, 9 grandchildren, and 18 great-grandchildren. But the Navy veteran said he felt like he missed something by not being able to walk across the high school stage and get that diploma. Well, his family took action, and the diploma was presented to him at a school board meeting attended by about 24 of his friends and family. He says, it feels wonderful. It feels complete. That's your Midwest Digest. For Max Armstrong, I'm Steve Alexander.